What makes works of Brahms, Beethoven, and Mozart so great? Conductor David Ofcom, who finds magic in the mysteries of this music, talked with WRTI's Susan Lewis about Brahms' First Symphony.
Brahms finished his First Symphony in 1876, more than 20 years after Robert Schumann had proclaimed the young composer to be heir to the legacy of Beethoven.
One conductor once said, at the beginning of the introduction of the first movement, you hear the footstep of Beethoven marching behind Brahms.
Conductor David Ofcom grew up in Germany, steeped in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, also Haydn, Schubert, and Schumann, composers he calls the roots of his musical existence.
Nevertheless, these pieces are maybe the most difficult to do because it's absolute music.
Absolute music without an explicit story, yet packed with meaning to be mined anew each time. And Brahms' First Symphony?
It's a whole journey through these beautiful diamonds of second and third movement to the triumphant last movement, through night to light. Drama, tragedy, but at the end there's light.
Ofcom says these works are masterpieces in the timeless way they connect with people.
And also differently, one is crying, the other is laughing at the same time through listening to the same music. With pieces that are so in our tradition, as Mahler said, you have to keep the fire burning rather to just pray the ashes. You have to connect every time to the life we are in, and these are masterpieces because they have this quality.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.